It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put on
big news today.
Breaking news.
Big Carrie news. And Minaj at odds at American Idol. Jennifer Horn will have that story for us later on.
Bath.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, see, Richie, this is what we missed when Jennifer wasn't here.
Absolutely.
That sort of thing. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Who knows where Roberta is? Surfacing again at some point. She's out. She's actually...
I think she's a secret operative for the government who gets called on missions.
Yep, you might be right about that.
That we cannot be told about or else we'll get big.
She's actually the first person to be on path to go to Mars. Did you know that?
She's already there, Brian. I got news for you. She's been there for a long time.
NASA has found snow on Mars. Dry ice snowflakes from carbon dioxide clouds. And the flakes are thick enough to hit the ground and accumulate. So I think Martian schools are closed today, for those of you who didn't.
It's a snow day.
Get that. Snow day up at Mars.
I bet some old guy's walking uphill both ways and not even know.
800-510-8255. I have Jennifer heard me practicing, Richie. You would not hear this.
Practicing what?
The world debut of a new Doug Steffen song.
In honor
song.
Of me coming back from my cruise, I think, because this is all what right. you have to do when you come back from
cruise. Yeah, right, exactly. That's coming up in a moment.
I can't wait to hear
There's,
that.
There's news from Al Jazeera. There have been a lot of people who say we can't get the news, can't find the news. We don't know what the facts are. We just have all of this pejorative reporting. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, Audio Now presents Al Jazeera in partnership with...
like Al Jarreau's cousin.
Al Jarreau. Right. They're singing the news. How would it go? Anybody know how to... That's something that fascinates me. How do you sing in Arabic? How do they...
You have audio of that, don't you, Rich?
No, there are only eight... There are eight notes. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. So how do you do that in Arabic?
I hate America.
No. No, let's not get carried away.
That's not it?
Anyway, well, I think you probably have a couple of other. The Al Jazeera English and Arabic language content now can be accessed by all mobile platforms. You know, we have all these apps for the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Absolutely.
Now
the
there's
iPhone.
Al Jazeera. Right, exactly. And whether they're doing a good job or not, we'll never know. Because apparently, and this is happening all the time. Didn't the president of Egypt get into trouble the other day because he said one thing in Arabic and something else in English? How do you know? Really and truly, come on. How many of you really, it's different if it's a romance language, like you can kind of tell when people speak Italian or Spanish or French, is a little bit, or German even, you can translate a little of it, right? You get the gist of what some of the words are, like Wiener Schnitzel. You know, when the Germans say Wiener Schnitzel, you know.
Relish, please.
Exactly. Mustard, relish,
keep it
hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders. But how do you say Wiener Schnitzel in Arabic? Anybody know? Wiener Schnitzel.
Well, it's a proper name.
Wiener Schnitzel?
If you're talking about the restaurant.
No. Wiener Schnitzel is a kind of food. It's like a veal.
It's breaded veal. Yeah,
yeah, right.
But if you're talking about the hot dog chain, then it's just Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, I know. But what is it in Arabic? 800-510-8255.
How do you say breaded veal in Arabic? This is a good one.
I want to know how we translate Wiener Schnitzel into Arabic.
I got it for you here.
You got it? That's it?
That's how you say hot dog
veal
in Arabic.
What
really?
About breaded veal, though?
What else do you want to know?
Breaded veal.
Wait a minute. Have you got one of those iPhone translator things?
No, it's google.translate.com.
Right, so you can just say a word and then it gets translated?
And then it gets translated.
How do you pick the language, though?
That's breaded veal.
Yeah, I knew that. Al-Hushab.
What else do you want to know?
Kmart. How do you say Kmart?
Kmart. Hold on.
Yeah, let's get to Kmart. This is, folks, you've been waiting for this all day, right?
There's no translation for Kmart.
Really? There's no Kmart.
How about Walmart?
It's got to be a translation for Walmart.
Kmart.
There it is.
Kim out.
Kim out.
Hold on a minute. This will be fun. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Let's
see. Oh, my. Sorry, folks.
Hold on a minute. This is
all right,
fun.
Come on. Hurry up.
Doug Steffen.
Pay off.
D-I-U-G-S-T-E-B-H-A-N.
That's Doug Steffen. It doesn't
he has an itchy
it.
Bun.
Yeah.
Ichiban. D-I-U-G-S-T-E-B-H-A-N.
Doug Ichiban.
Thank God you're not saying your name in Arabic. Could you imagine saying Doug Ichiban the
Doug
good day?
Ichiban, yeah. It's the Ichiban good day program.
How about the good day show, let's say?
Yom Jayid Alard.
That's the good day show.
Yom Jayid Alard.
Let's see if we can clone this. How do we do that? Huh? Let's do a little cloning. All right, so anyway.
I tell you what I'm going to do. Everything you say this morning, I'm going to type it in here.
Really?
And have it translate into Arabic, and let's see how big we are
radio
in all of the Arabic-speaking countries.
Well, can we, don't we have a measure of, what is it, listening, what's that radio, there's a measurement of the internet thing, and I never can remember what it's called.
Oh, are you talking about TalkStream Live?
Yeah, but there's something, isn't
all right,
that?
Here's what you just said.
لَيْسَ لَدَيْنَا مَقْيَاسْ مِنْ الْإِسْتِمَاعِ.
Really?
That's don't we have a measure of listening? Could you make any of that out?
ليس لدينا مقياس من الاستماع.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to Ireland next week. Is there an Irish translation of some of this stuff? We can do it in Arabic. Can we do it in Irish?
Here it is. Is there an Irish translation of this stuff?
Yeah. Here's your.
Uh huh. All right. Richie's dying to play with this one more time. All right. One more time.
No, it doesn't. It won't do it because it's basically right. English.
I'm back don't on my diet.
OF listening.
What is that?
Don't we have a measure OF listening.
Right. I need to debut my
is
song.
Is that pig again. Latin?
Yeah. I'm back on my diet again. The way they try to starve me is a sin. What I call real good feed, it's all the stuff I don't need. I'm back on my diet again. I'm back on my diet once more. My jeans are a size 44. Nothing fits me just right, 'cause everything's too tight. I'm back on my diet again. all right, wait a minute. Here's the second chorus, second verse. Ready? I'm back on. All right, you want to use the music?
Ooh, it's a polka.
No. This is back in the saddle again. Which is what we're saying. It's all the stuff I don't need. Wait a minute, you gotta get into the. Ready? I'm back on my diet again. They tell me I'll feel better when I'm thin. Now I'm grumpy as can be. I hate the words fat free. I'm back on my diet again. I'm back on my diet again. I'm healthier than I've ever been. My wife says I'm too fat. That's the end of that. I'm back on my diet again. Back on my... How did I lose my place?
I'm sorry I had the real song to throw you off.
Back... I'm going to finish this. Back on my diet again. So I'm back on my diet again. Fighting that battle I can't win. The best doctors can't buy. Say my cholesterol's too high. So I'm back on my diet again. And I went through that for 2 minutes to get you to think about cardio.
Thank you.
Cardio.
That is truly dedication.
Cardio is the product for those of you who have serious problems with cholesterol. You don't want to have a heart attack, heart disease, strokes, all that stuff. So, take the word of lots of doctors in this country and around the world who have tested this all-natural product from Italy. Did I say that right? People don't like it when I say Italy because they think it's like blueberries and strawberries and stuff. But Italy is...
Italy.
Cardiol has 9, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. How do we say that in Arabic, by the way? How do we count to 9 in Arabic? Can we do that?
Yeah.
One in French, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So what is it in... but you can kind of get that. This is a romance language, right? You
There's one, two, three, four. Oops.
All right. One, two. Got it?
Really?
Okay.
I don't have spit in my mouth to be able to speak this language.
All right, so there are nine, never mind count them in Arabic, nine natural ingredients that work together to reduce your cholesterol level. They help lower the bad fats called triglycerides. 30 days from now, in any language, you'll be down and in the right shape, and then you maintain it using cardio. That's why they give you the first 30 days free, and that's what this announcement is all about, getting you to call 888-809-6424, realizing that you can get this product and try it and see what it does, and the folks that make it are giving it to you. They'll ask you to pay shipping and handling. That's it. 30 days of cardiol, so easy to take, just one capsule a day. The fellow who is responsible for importing this was a little taken back when I said I'm giving it to Charlotte, but I am. Charlotte's dogs are,
dogs are people too.
I'm very careful about what I feed Charlotte, but once in a while she has a little of that Eastleigh Farm ice cream and might have a little piece of pizza or something, so I want to make sure that her cholesterol is where it's supposed to be. They are so confident in Cardiol that this will work for you. You get a free 30-day supply. Go online to cardiol.net/Doug and click on Dr. Ken's free trial. That's cardiol.net/Doug.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples.
Right.
That was easy.
Television quiz. Jennifer has the television report in the next half hour. To get us there, we have a TV quiz question. The first episode of I Dream of Jeannie on NBC appeared on this date in 1965. Larry Hagman started his one rank on the show as Tony Nelson. What was his rank when the show started, and what did he become later on? The rank of Tony Nelson, the part played by Larry Hagman. What rank? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So let's get to the voice on last night, Jennifer. The first performance was Melanie Martinez singing Toxic.
This is awesome. This is a Britney Spears song.
Is it?
Two turned around.
Yeah. I find difficult in these shows with all these screaming fans. They don't even know who these people are.
All these screaming fans.
Sounds cool.
I hate when people like things.
Well, no, I mean, it just sounds foolish. It sounds canned.
Well,
they like her.
What he's talking about is, Jen, the other day we were listening to some really horrible singers, and they were screaming for him like they were the Beatles.
Yeah.
Were they attractive? Because sometimes that gets...
Yeah, I know. I didn't know.
All right, Melanie Martinez ended up on Team Adam. Next performer from The Voice last night is Cupid. That's the name of the artist, Cupid. And the song is the Cupid Shuffle.
New Cupid!
They say I'm a rapper, but I say no. They say what you're doing, trying to do somebody go.
So, Richie, play in the next cut, 1809. The judges seem to be shocked to find this performer.
No. What's your name?
Cupid.
Cupid.
Why, you know everybody.
Yeah. That's him. That's his actual song. What you doing on the show?
Well, I came to the show basically to show my singing voice. Of course, you know, that song is very big, but it kind of put me in a pigeonhole to some degree.
Oh,
so my goal is to let people know that I really can sing.
You know what, man? I just thought that it was awkward. I mean, like, it's cool as hell. To turn around and it's you, but
nobody turned around.
Sure, your song to do on a show like this, right? Like, it doesn't really.
Even I don't understand. What's going on here? What am I missing?
Okay. So, this song is a real song that was released and was, you know, semi popular.
Is this the guy that released it?
And that's the guy who released it.
Oh.
No doubt.
Okay.
Absolutely. I got it. Very entertaining.
All right.
I'll tell you what.
So when you go on a
that's
show,
that's embarrassing.
And you can't get, and then nobody hits the button.
You have Joe Schmo getting turned, and you don't get one.
Yeah, they're turning around for some Walmart checker who can sing, you know, a Carrie Underwood song well. But you bring your own song that was a hit on, and you can't get anybody to pick you up. That can't be fun.
That's amusing.
Yeah. All right. Here's a performer named Brian Scartacci singing "Isn't She Lovely." Is that a Michael Jackson? Who did Michael?
No, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Oh, right. How could I confuse this with Michael Jackson? It's a good song.
Isn't she lovely? You better bring it if you do Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Less than 1 minute, 1 minute or...
He ended up on Team Adam. Here's a married duet by the name of Beat Frequency.
That was it.
You're from my whole other world, a different dimension.
Pretty boy.
It's called E.T. Is this from a film?
To go lead me to the light. Kiss me, if you kiss me, and let me with my love, and let me with your paws and tight.
Christina's the only judge who turned around. So she, this group, went to her team. Anyway, so much for sampling of some of the music and performances from The Voice last night here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%. APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Doug, on the Good Day program, we have television news from American Idol. Let's see here. I suppose Jennifer will want to talk about the next Bachelor, so we have to get into that.
You suppose I would?
I suppose that you would, yes. I suppose that you would like to do that. Poll today at DougStefan.com with fall starting this weekend. What is your favorite fall produce? Apples, pears, grapes, artichokes, pomegranates. Yeah, artichokes are my favorite.
I love artichokes.
I have these
chocolate. I love them all, though.
Do you? I have these chocolate-covered pomegranates that I eat a lot. I'm trying to imagine what a chocolate-covered artichoke would taste like.
I'm just sitting here thinking about my favorite fall produce.
Good
I
for
love
you,
pumpkin.
I think the Dogfish Head pumpkin ale.
Really?
Would have to qualify as my favorite fall produce.
Uh-huh.
That's how I get my vitamins.
Result of yesterday's poll on American Idol coming up.
I get a lot of them.
And we're going to discuss milk here, in a manner of speaking.
It does.
All right, so first, though, a repeat of the 2020 television quiz question. Larry Hagman and Barbara Eden started with I Dream of Jeannie, one of the most popular shows in rerun in the history of the medium. So many people have seen these episodes over and over and over and over again. So this ought to be a fairly easy question for those of you who like listening to, watching this show, I Dream of Jeannie. Larry Hagman played a character named Tony Nelson. What was his rank when the show started, and what was his rank as the program continued? He was of two ranks. Got it?
Vice President.
800-510-8255. So give a few more people a chance to get in the queue here before we take the answer. We get the right answer. We get probably a few wrong answers as well. Larry Hagman's rank when the show started, and on down the line he became, he was an Army. Was he Army or an Air Force guy?
He would have been an Air Force guy.
Air Force guy, that's mm-hmm. it too. Okay. All right, so you got it? I almost just gave the answer away. Can't do that. 805, but you understand the context of the question, right?
Yes.
Everybody's got that? Okay. So I think what we ought to do here first, as we're sort of steeped in this television tradition, is have the TV report after Jennifer updates us on what's going on our social media, and then we'll get to Milk and the continuing controversy yet again today. If you've seen your morning USA Today, see a big article on Milk and what the various considerations are. And, of course, being the dairy farmer that I am, I always have to weigh in on any big story that has anything to do with milk. So we'll get to it. And actually uncover the preposterous ideas that are in this article. Just ridiculous. All right?
Preposterous.
Huh? Right. I will debunk the preposticity. Is that a word? Preposterity?
It is now. Once it's out in the airwaves, boom,
right.
It's
we've got it. Okay. 800-510-8255. All right. So social media. What are we following on Twitter? It's Doug at the Good Day Show for mm-hmm. Twitter, and it's Good Day Show on
Facebook.com/Good Day Show mm-hmm. for Facebook. And you guys did a lot of work last week. I was looking through the page. You really
were
Ford tough.
Yeah, well, we wanted to not let you down while you were gone, so you had something to talk about when you came back.
You did a good job. And one of the stories that I thought was kind of intriguing is the fact that many countries have governments that mandate vacation time. America does not, and do you think we should? If so, how many weeks do you think should be given? And some interesting responses. Nathan said, by mandate, 1 week. You ought to be able to earn anything additional via your employer. Norman said, 1 week to start, 2 weeks after 2 years, 3 weeks after 5 years, four after 10. Okay. Good. Doug said, yes, 3 weeks, guilt-free. Christine said, that depends. Is it paid or unpaid? If it is paid, would it mean employers would keep less employees on their payroll? I have a job without paid vacation. I don't think the company is hurting in any way. However, if they had to pay a week's worth of vacation for each employee, then it would come out of our daily productivity and everyone would lose hours and have to work harder. Karen said, I think it should remain between the employee and the employer. Another Doug said 26 weeks, which I like that answer. Adeline said, I really disagree on this. I think the travel situation would be chaotic. It's bad enough as it is. Brian said he agrees. He thinks vacation for 2 weeks is about right. Jeffrey said government needs to keep its hands out of business. Mandates should not be in the government's vocabulary. And Tom said, I worked for a large company who closed every year for 2 weeks in August for maintenance, and the plant workers were off those 2 weeks. It's through the sales organization into a complete tizzy with no product being made in the middle of their busiest sales season. So the responses continue on Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
All right. So that's cool. Thank you, Jennifer. Nice to have Jennifer's voice back here again. What does she do, you ask? I'm not sure, but she does it well. And that's all. She does a lot of
a little
good
bit of everything.
Right. All right. So let's get the latest. Richie, if you'd be so kind as to hit the television theme, so we can officially welcome Jennifer back into the fold. So is the American Idol stuff first? What do you think, Jen?
I think we do have to talk about American Idol. I'm not sure if you guys have heard the update, but the judges are finally unofficially set. And they are Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, Keith Urban, and our dog, Randy Jackson.
So what is there about this phony fight between Mariah Carey?
And who knows if it's phony or not, but at the beginning, when they first announced Nicki Minaj was going to be a judge, they said Mariah Carey was furious, she hung up on the phone call, and they kind of set the stage early for this fight between Mariah and Nicki. Well, they barely started working together, and already there's tension between them judging when they were doing the auditions in New York on Sunday.
Really?
Nicki began critiquing a contestant, and Mariah interrupted her several times. Each time Mariah interrupted, Nicki talked over her loudly. A witness claims that these two ladies are trying to cover up their dislike for one another, but they're not doing a very good job. They don't like each other.
That they would go, hey, you know this person, right? Do you guys get along? Wouldn't you think that they'd do that?
You would
ask
think,
that first.
Or do they want this.
Well, I think that's what I mean. They're setting up this diva feud between Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey.
Or
and
do
Mariah
they really
said,
like each other and they're just making it all up? So that
I think they're probably, who knows if they like each other or not, but they're probably making it very dramatic because that's what the producers want. Mariah said, how could we be in a feud after 2 days? I think a feud takes a little longer.
Give them 2 weeks.
Exactly.
All right. All right. So there was a lot of, while you were gone last week, controversy, of course, artificial. Dr. Phil had Dina Lohan.
Oh, wow.
On.
Yeah, what a train wreck this was.
And man,
yeah, I didn't get to see it, but I heard that people thought she was drunk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
She, nothing was coherent.
Yeah. And she says, no, I wasn't drunk, but I don't, what was she doing on, is Dr. Phil that eager to get ratings? I mean, most of the people he has on there are no names telling a story that means something to the audience. How does this conversation, is he just going down the star route now? What is he doing?
I don't know, and that's the thing, like, because the Lohans have actually been out of the news for a while. I mean, I can't imagine why.
Maybe that's why she went on. She's out of the limelight.
Yeah, they wanted to be back in the swing of things. Did you guys get to see it? Was she?
I saw a little bit of it, actually.
She just basically deflected every single question that he threw at her and laughed at everything. I mean, she would say, are you upset at the fact that your daughter has been arrested several times and that she, you know, has drug and alcohol problems, and she would laugh.
Yeah, great.
Wow.
All right.
Mother of the Year. All right, news from The Voice, because this is actually a big shakeup.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera and CeeLo Green are not going to be on next season, because, you know, they were only doing one season of The Voice, but since it's been such a big hit, they're doing the fall season, which is new, and then the spring season, Christina and CeeLo were not able to actually commit to judging.
Really?
So they've brought in Usher and Shakira to replace
them.
So what about the next Bachelor?
Usher.
You're very interested in The Bachelor. What's the story there?
You know, I actually haven't heard. Do you have a tip on The Bachelor?
No, I don't. I think The Bachelorette, I'm sort of confused, actually. This is what I wanted to get to the bottom of. Do they cross, like, pollinate?
They do. It goes
do.
Bachelor usually in the fall, Bachelorette in the spring,
but the same
Bachelor
people,
Pad during the summer.
Are the same people on the show?
Sometimes. Some of the times, like a popular contestant has actually become The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
I got it. Okay. All right, and Nikki Blonsky, who remembers her?
Yeah, she was in Hairspray. She's got a brand new gig.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be on Smash, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
That show has got a huge, huge cast. Now, I don't know if you guys heard. Did you hear about Eric Stone Street from Modern Family?
No.
Okay, he's my favorite character on the show. He plays Cameron.
Yeah.
He was at a Dodger game this week.
Oh,
and apparently a Cardinals fan was heckling one of the Dodger players, and Eric didn't like that too much. So he stood up, kind of exchanged words with this guy, and the security officers there actually had to escort him up to the top of the stairs. People said he got thrown out of the game, but he went on Twitter this week and said he did not get kicked out of the Dodgers game. But yes, he was escorted to the top of the stairs by security.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Who likes the Dodger heckler?
800-510-8255. Let's get the answer to this question. The rank of Tony Nelson, played by Larry Hagman on I Dream of Jeannie. Dave, what do you think? It's from what to what?
Oh, from major to colonel.
You watch this show frequently, do you?
No, I can't get it. All I get is three stations.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you're wrong, then, because you haven't seen the show lately, but thanks for the try. Albert is in Port Matilda, Pennsylvania. Where the heck is that, Albert? Albert!
Yeah, right here.
Good for you.
There he is.
Where's Port Matilda, Pennsylvania?
That's right in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Why is it called Port? Why? Port?
I don't know. They don't have a definitive answer for that. But.
What's the, there's a town near Williams, no, where was it? There's a town that sounds like it ought to be on a waterway and isn't. Somewhere else in Pennsylvania, too. I'm trying to remember what the name of it is now, having been there but can't remember. All right, anyway, not important to the story. What was the rank of Tony Nelson?
There's a clue in there somewhere,
there is,
Albert.
Yeah. Albert, but he had it right. That's why I went there. All right, yeah. Albert, what's the, it's from what to what?
From captain to major?
Yes, from captain to major.
Good job.
Started as a captain and later on became a major in the Air Force. All right, so I didn't give that to you. You had it first. So you'll get a swell prize, Albert. How's that for a deal?
That sounds good.
All right. Overwhelming enthusiasm. That's what I like in the audience. All right, so next, the discussion of milk and its benefits to counter the garbage in USA Today, coming up here on Good Day.
America loves NBC's new hit Tuesday comedies, Go On and The New Normal. And critics call them the best new comedies of the season. Go On is comedy gold, and Matthew Perry is in top form.
You think we're a bunch of losers?
Well, it is a support group for Lost, so technically...
And from the creator of Glee, The New Normal is breathtakingly funny.
Just let me know if you're pregnant. I would like to send a congratulations card to Satan.
All new Go On and The New Normal, followed by an all-new Parenthood, tonight at 9, 8 central on NBC.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Do you have sensitive, itchy skin and need a fresh-smelling laundry detergent without harsh irritants and chemicals? Or do you use detergent that is safe for sensitive skin but wish it had a scent? Now there's something that can help you feel the difference. Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent delivers a deep clean and is designed to be gentle on the skin but still smells great, so you don't have to sacrifice scent for sensitivity. Dermatologist Elizabeth Hale.
Unwanted chemicals in household products can cause redness, itchiness, and discomfort to all skin types, especially sensitive skin. I recommend hypoallergenic and dye-free products so skin feels healthy and comfortable, like Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent. It has a fresh-scented formula clinically proven to be gentle on skin.
The hypoallergenic formula in Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent is proven to be gentle on the skin for clean clothes and a fresh scent without irritation. For more, visit armandhammer.com.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Jennifer.
Charlotte's all wound up.
Charlotte's wound up about something. I don't know what she's trying to. All right. So there's an article today in USA Today that brings back a lot of memories from most of our childhood when we dunk our Oreo cookies into milk. I remember at school the little cartons of milk, having them and liking, if it was really cold, it was yummy. Yeah. Now, I was drinking raw milk at the time, but I also drank the stuff because it didn't seem to be adulterated. It was unadulterated then. It is adulterated now. So those of you who are concerned about milk and the health questions, those of you who have upset stomachs, who are lactose intolerant, as usual, and USA Today is okay. Sometimes they're now going down the street. The American Dietetic Association says milk is a nutrient-dense beverage, relatively inexpensive and easy to get hydrated on. There are some people, this is what's so dangerous about these stupid stories, because they sort of put everything into the same category. All milk is the same. That's like saying all talk show hosts are the same. You know, everybody's like Rush Limbaugh. Well, you know, that's not true. And it's not true of milk either, nor is it true of much of anything. But because I wanted to, the citizens, Committee on Responsible Medicine, Pam Popper is always talking about them, one of our frequent contributors, doesn't like anything that has to do with animals in our diet. If you look at the science of raw milk versus pasteurized milk, you see, and I'm the only one who's going to take this approach because I'm the only one who knows anything about raw milk. It's on the radio because I'm a dairy farmer and I sell raw milk. I produce raw milk and sell it at my dairy farm store. Raw milk is about as clean, as natural a substance as you can absorb. It is not at all adulterated because it hasn't gone through the process. It's clean if it's done well, and much better for you. If you look at the label on any regular bottle of milk and then compare it to a bottle of raw milk, you see exactly what you're talking about. You actually get something when you're drinking raw milk, and it's not, people who are lactose intolerant can drink raw milk just fine. It doesn't bother them at all. So, poo-poo to the USA Today article. Check and see if you can find some raw milk around where you are and try that out.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The website today full of great things. We have not welcomed Jennifer back. It seems like summer now is officially over, Jennifer. You're back from all of your travels. All you have to do is snag Roberta and find out where, what planet she's on and bring her back to Earth. And we'll be all set with our full complement. Meanwhile, the story today at DougStefan.com about a fisherman who is adrift on the Pacific for 100 days. Imagine yourself surviving while adrift.
3+
for 100, it's like 104 or 105 days, I think. And he credits a shark for saving his life.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that?
This guy had been traveling with his brother-in-law on what was supposed to be a short voyage. They went out on May 27th. They decided to fish along the way. They fell asleep during the first night they were out. When they woke up, they didn't know where they were. They were in a 15-foot wooden boat.
Oh, my.
They ran out of fuel.
Oh.
They had no water. Their food ran out.
Oh.
Can you imagine? This is something beyond what any of you want to experience. It's certainly hard for us to imagine. Dehydration. Of the two men that are on the boat, one of them died. And so they, you know, these two were very close. This guy had to throw him overboard. And then, you know, I suppose we could, they were, there was something to eat, at least. That's kind of gross. Anyway.
Doug.
They floated over to the Marshall Islands.
From where? Where did they start? When did this 3-hour voyage begin?
They started off the coast.
Gilligan's Island, I
believe. Wait a minute, hold on a second. They started off, it's a Central Pacific island called Kiribati. K-I-R-I-B-I-T-I, Kiribati. And this is, you know, we're talking about a long ways here in a 15-foot boat. And there were storms all over the place. The good thing about the storms, he didn't drown. boat didn't capsize, and he got a couple of gallons of water. So days passed, weeks passed. This guy didn't know whether he'd live or die. He was able to catch some fish and ate that. Ooh, raw fish. Ah, bleh. I know you like it. It's a tough way to get sushi. Yeah.
Sushi.
Anyway, so he protected himself against the tropical sun by curling up in the front of the boat, the covered portion of the bow, and stayed there during the day. And then he was up at night. And one night, September 11th, he woke up to the sound of scratching against his boat. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean,
yeah,
I'm
no
in a 15-foot boat, and something's scratching on the boat, I'm getting a little worried. A 6-foot shark circling the boat and bumping against the hull. But basically, what the shark did was go ahead and then come back again. This guy thought the shark wanted to eat him. What apparently was happening was this shark, explain this or not to your children, was guiding this little 15-foot boat to a fishing boat that was a couple of miles away. And so he followed the shark, or the shark, apparently, this guy says, the shark pushed him, whether he did or he didn't, but looks up in dawn the next morning, and there's the stern of a ship right in front of him.
Wow.
So how do you like that? Is that karma? Wow. That's kind of like good karma.
This is a small chain of islands, like between Hawaii and Guam, it looks like.
Yeah. I mean, going to the Marshall Islands on a 15-foot boat.
Yeah.
That isn't any picnic. No picnic line. But it sort of tells you the story about mankind and what you can do to overcome obstacles. That's why I love these stories, because there are such great... I mean, every day we try to have at least one of these stories at DougStephan.com that is enlightening and uplifting. Certainly, you wouldn't expect that a shark would push your boat anything other than over.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you hear all of these stories, Jennifer, about sharks not really attacking unless they feel threatened.
Right.
And he wasn't.
Or hungry.
Well, no. I mean, honestly, Richie, you don't really hear of a shark unless you see some of these underwater clips of people being in cages and the shark coming over and banging against
right.
it, looking for him. But that's apparently not true.
So are sharks basically dolphins? They're fun and friendly.
I don't know that I want to test that. But
just have big teeth.
But essentially, they are, I think, from the same family of mammalia. Dolphins are smarter. Sharks have been around a long time. But when you actually think
about it.
Is
a shark a mammal?
Yeah, shark's a mammal. I believe the shark is a mammal. It's a warm-blooded. It's warm-blooded, I believe. Not reptilian. You can check it out, Richie. He's going to go to wherever he goes to check things out. Is that Al Jazeera? How do you say shark in Al Jazeerian? You got
shark
that?
Breeze through your gills.
You say it like this. Ah!
So no, he's not a mammal.
No. All right. Thank you, Rich, for straightening that up. 59 after on Good Day.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.